ran a third round 63. How much fun was that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Felt like I hit it really, really solid all day, and kind of turned the tide after I got through the first few holes. Kind of got a feel of how much the wind was blowing the ball around, and once kind of locked in on that, I was hitting it well, putting myself in good spots for the most part, and had a good couple kind of scrappy up and downs, but made the most of an opportunity to go get it today.
You came back in 30. Just talk us through some highlights there.
Yeah, I just kind of wiped one on 11, and it got way further right than I thought, and I got up and down from like 40 yards right of that green, and that was kind of the momentum kind of shifted there. I mean, I hit a 6-iron from the waste bunker on the next hole to like 12 feet, drove the green on the one with the bunker in it, but it was like the bunker was in the middle of the way, so I had to put it out to the side, and then made one, and then kind of hooped a 40-footer on the next hole, and then all of a sudden it was like kind of just we were rolling, and you know, it was nice to step up on 18, hit two really good shots, and felt like the second shot like looked really good from my angle. I don't really know where it landed, but it looked really good, and you know, it was nice to get in the house and play some solid golf. But you know, there's a lot of golf to be played tomorrow, and you know, some really good guys and some really weird conditions can happen out here, so it'll be fun.
How much are you looking forward to that challenge?
I'm looking forward to it. Love it. I was telling my caddy, JP, he lives in my house in Jupiter, we're roommates, so he's filling in for Pepsi, who's on a 30th year anniversary trip this week. But he's like, hey man, we're gonna go over there, we're gonna have fun, but like, we're not going over there just to whack around. Like, we're going with an intention and with a purpose, and I feel like he's brought that energy all week, which has been really helpful to me, and we've kind of stayed the course and put our heads down when we need to, but kind of had a lot of fun when we had the opportunity.
Winning the tournament is one of those missions, but you've got another mission as well, which is equally as important, and things are looking good at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's the reason why I'm here. I flew a long ways to come here to hopefully punch a ticket to the Masters, and you know, I know there's probably a situation where I get in if I don't win, but you know, if I win this golf tournament, I feel pretty confident that I'll move inside that top 50, so that's going to be the goal. It's just going to go out one shot at a time, execute when I can, and take my medicine when I need to. But you know, competing in pressure situations, those are the most fun times that you can have as a professional golfer, as someone who loves competition and hates losing. So we're going to go out, we're going to enjoy every minute of it, and you know, try and win. And if I win, I'm sure I will have a chance to go play at Augusta in April.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time all week, and all the best tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.